Chof Zion. Yes. Okay, we're on halfway down, just a bit past halfway down the two dots. It says Ve'elu she'based in v'chulei. So we said in the Mishnah, these are the people that based in would step in and they would do a kinui, right? So the Mishnah said Koresh, right? Right, someone is a mission, right? Someone in prison. So now we're going to speak about the source, right? So Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Ish, right? So this is talking about a man. This is talking about the husband, right? Ma Talma Loma Ish Ish. Why does it say Ish Ish? Yeah. That seems to be extra words.
We already had limut.
Yes, we did, but remember it was a machlokis, right? Fine. The rabbi's Aishas Cheresh is coming to include an Aishas Cheresh, right? The wife of a deaf and dumb person. Mm-hmm. The Aishas Shoita and the wife of a lunatic. The Aishas Sha'amum, the wife of somebody who's got
manic depression.
Yeah. The Shaholach. Or alternative, this is a new case we haven't seen. He's out of the country on a long trip. Yeah. Right, or somebody was in prison in the base Asurim. Well, so we see over here that basically you can make a penny case, right? Basically, the point, the husband's not around. The husband's not around. Okay. So what happens? Shebeisdin, Mekanin Lahen. Beisdin are going to step in and do a kinu on this woman and say, hey, don't go into seclusion with that guy. We've seen you winking at him. Yeah, keep away from him or else. Miksuvoson, it's going to poison them from their kesuva. Okay? Now, Yochel, you may think, Yochel, we shoot, right? This is what you may think, but we're going to shoot it down. Yochel, you may think, it's like similar, yeah? Afla Lahashkoison, that also this woman, right, would have to drink and go through the whole procedure. Tamaloma, not like that. Tamaloma, v'hevi ha'ish es ishtoi. Right, and the man should bring his wife. The Gemara is going to explain this, so we're not going to say that, but literally means the man should bring his wife. Okay. So
they can only warn her for kinui. They can't make a drink.
Right, so the Beis Din can only do the kinui, but they can't make a drink. Now, Rebbe Yossi Omer, as we saw in the Mishnah, af Lahashkoison, you can also make this woman drink. When? And when he will come out, right? It's a lot of prefixes there. You got four prefix, right? And when he's going to come out, Baila. Yes, more than rope, right? Baila and Beis Asurim, when he's going to come from out of prison, yeah? Yashkena, he will give her to drink.
So wait a minute, I don't understand. After Ashkosa means basically make a drink. And then we said, no, the husband makes
true, it. True. Well noted. But if not, it means he makes a drink.
Right, so there's no machlokis.
No. There is a machlokis. It means that, the according to the first opinion, even if the husband gets out, he can't make a drink. As soon as the kinu is done by Beisdin, he can't finish it off.
So the only reason that the kinu is not because they want to make a drink, it's only to safeguard his ksuba.
Yes, but right.
If it regards to the sota process, it's ineffective.
Correct. And now we're going to explain it now. This is very straightforward. But Mike Mifflicky, so what is the source of this machlokis? Right? Surabonan, who say that Beis Din can step in and do the kinui, but she cannot drink. Yeah. Sovri, they believe, Be'inan, we require. Yeah. Vikina, and he does the kinui, Vahavi, and he also brings. Meaning, basically, the person who does the kinui can make his wife drink.
Vahavi is to make a
drink. Vahavi means to bring her to, right? Vahavi means to bring her to the base of Mikdash for the whole procedure. So this is a hekesh. Let's look at it. So, I mean, I imagine this is a hekesh. Maybe it's smuchim. So if you look at the pesukim over here, we have two pesukim. We have pasuk. It says gimel and beis. So if you look at gimel is b'midbar hey yodalad. So it says you see it says gimel over the people who have these gemaras. Okay, well I'll show you after Pinchas. It says v'over alav ruach kina v'kinei. Okay. And then it speaks to the whole thing, and then if she's Tame, if she's not Tame, and then if you look at the next Pasuk, which is the Pasuk above, Pasuk Beis in our Gemaras, the one above, it says, Behavi Ish es Ishto, and then he will bring his his wife, Ella Cohen, and then it says the whole procedure. So basically, we learn by the fact that these two psukim are juxtaposed together, yeah, that it, the person who does the kinui would be the only one who can do the bringing his wife to the base of Mikdash to make a drink. Okay, so seeing as that's not the case over here, the base thing did the kinui, so they don't, can't make a drink. Okay, now,
wherever you... Why can't
you say it's just a, it's just a rule.
So what's that? They did the kinui, they should make a drink too. Why not?
But the husband has to make a drink. That seems right. Remember, it was a.
He's able to.
True. Yeah, but the default. We're going to get onto this reason. Right. The default position is that it's the husband, right? It's the husband. Now, so that means Basin can't do anything. We had the Torah comes and tells you. It says ish comes to tell you for the kinui, the Basin can get involved and can do it.
How is that helpful? They can't. Basin can't then do.
And it's to make her lose a kasuva. So it makes a loser ksuva, but we have no limud to say that the base thing can make a drink.
Even though we say the one who make kinui drink, but the you're saying ishish only goes as far as kinui.
Exactly.
Anyway, ishish, why is it machlokas? Everyone agrees that ishish means labol and labal and labol. Why is it machlokas?
No, that was nitma of a nitma. Nitma of a nitma. Okay, but whatever. There are. If you know, if Yisro wants to do a kabura, there's what to work on. If you go back to the Rashi's, I didn't do it, but Rashi deals with how, like, because we saw this was a point of dispute, right? Some people use there's Reb Yoshaya and Reb Yonason. Some people use ish, right? That was for Rebbe Yoshaya learned to teach us. That a Shomeres Yovim can drink, right? So therefore, he hasn't got this limud. But I think Rashi actually dealt with it over there. But what's that, Avram?
I'm saying we should have a separate category for the guy who's in jail because he's got a chance of.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So effectively. Correct. It wouldn't even be a question. Yes.
Why the depressed guy could come up with depression?
For Rebbe. Okay, good point, Gil. Rebbe Yossi believes, he doesn't agree with this limud. So what? So the first pasuk we had a chiddush, yeah, the ish, right, taught us that the beis din can do kinui, right, and then the husband will, he's a different category. He's now capable of bringing his wife. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, this is the last. This also what we've been waiting for. Yeah, Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha. So right, so that was also one of the psukim that we learned things from, right? So what do you lose from this? Lahakish Ish Isha is to make to learn out, yeah, an Ish to an Isha, to one from the other, and the Isha La Ish, and also an Isha to an Ish. Basically, we learn from a man to a woman, a woman to a man. Now, Lamai Hilchasa, what is that? What we've been all waiting for. We didn't get to the end of the perek. So, Amar Rav Sheshis, says Rav Sheshis, Kishem. That means, so just like She'im Hu Suma, that if the husband was blind, Lo Hayamashke, he cannot give his wife to drink. We've not mentioned this before, but we'll see it's quite apparent why, Dichsiv, because it says, V'ne'elem me'ene isha. It was hidden from the eyes of her husband, meaning she was sleeping around and he didn't see it, right? Because she sneaked out of the house and she did it secretly. But it sounds like potentially he could see, right? You don't have to hide from a blind person because you just don't have to.
Why the mashkin? Tell me about the kinui then. How could he start the process?
Well, the basin did it. Maybe basement do. I don't. Okay, fine. I don't know. This is the no, but this true. How does that fit with kinui? I don't. That's good. Good. You're saying good. But anyway, we see over here that a blind person. So that's talking about the man, though. So how do we now?
Why do you assume a basement will step in for a blind person? I'm not sure.
That's Kabbalah. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Kach. No, so now we say, so just like, so this is the, like, this is, you see, this is the Kishem, the Kach. This is the flip side. Kishem, just like, yeah, yeah, he's like this. If he's blind, it doesn't work. Kach, he, so to her, im haisa suma, if she was blind, lo haisa shoisa, she would not drink. So basically, we haven't seen, never saw this either, right? A blind woman can't be, she's not a candidate for the SOTA procedure. But when they get there, they get an eye test. It's quite sensible. Let's have a look, can you see that? I don't know how I'm blind.
Why the lingua? That's what we did. It doesn't say that.
But that's the whole point. We're saying that this posuk is coming to tell you, yeah, it's an extra posuk. So it could tell you that we learn out a man from a woman and a woman from a man.
So there's no logic there.
It's not a logic.
It's a pasuk. Pasuk says it's hidden from his eye. What does that do with her?
It doesn't have anything to do with that. We have another pasuk that tells us that if he's relegated, he can't do the sort of thing, so she can't either. That's the limit. It's the.
In the list of the mission, we had the following people don't drink. So she should be included. Now this basically was saying, a suma. Someone doesn't drink, doesn't collect a suma, so she can pray, basically. So she can be promiscuous and have no consequences.
Well, she will. Right, she just can't blow up. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi says, now, so Rashi speaks out, they're not arguing over here. So we just learn out a woman from a man, right? We know that a man who is blind is not in the Parsha of Sota. So to a woman who is blind is not in the Parsha of Sota because we've got this heckish. Yeah. Now we're going to do the other way. We're going to learn from a woman to a man. Yeah. Rav Ashi Omar, Kashem Shechigeres, back to Chagiga over here, right? Chigeres means a lame woman. Yeah, Vigidemis. Gidemis means she's missing her hands, right? She's a handless woman. Yeah, lo haisa shoisa. She wouldn't drink. It's going to be for the same, right? Shne dichsiv. How do we know that? Because it says, Vehemiv, right? Hakohen es isha. And he will make stand. The Kohen will make the woman stand.
On her hands.
Right? No, on her feet, right? So if he can't, if the coin can't make this woman stand, if they've got to wheel it in a wheelchair, she doesn't have hands, she can't stand her hands easily as well. But that's going to be different. Exactly. Yes, you speak to Yosef, he's got it over here. Yeah, Lifnei Hashem, right? Venosan al kapeha. Here's the hands, Gil.
She has to do halafa with him.
Exactly. She's got to do tanufa. Right. So if a woman doesn't have hands, she can't do tanufa. And so, therefore, she would be not a candidate for Sota. So we know a woman, right? Because it says she's got to be someone who can stand. We know it's got to be somebody who wave a mincha, yeah? Kach, so too, yeah? Who im haya chiger? If he was a chiger, right? It was lame, or gideim, or he's missing his hands. Lo haya mashka. He would not make her drink. Now, marbar avashi amar. Okay, another one, right? Kashem, this is another one about the woman. She'ilemes, if she's mute, yeah, lo haisa shoisa, she would not drink. Dichsiv, this is very straightforward to this Gemara, right? Says va'omra ha'isha amen amen. The woman has to say after she heard the shvuah from the Kohen, he's mashbia, and she has to say amen to the shvuah, right? So if she can't say amen, then it's not going to work. So kahu imhayos ilaim, so too, if he was an ilaim, the man, right, even though he doesn't have to say omen, omen, but nevertheless, lo haya mashka, he would not be able to give his wife to drink.
But he wouldn't be able to water anyway.
Hajar lach, Arusa, Mazel Tov.
Why doesn't he drink? Well, why doesn't she drink if he can't say amen, why doesn't she drink?
No, it doesn't apply to him, it does apply to him because he has to be the same as his wife. Again, we said a woman who can't say amen obviously can't do the procedure because she can't say amen. And we have this hekesh that we say that, right? The same thing, yeah? When a man, only if a man has, the man and the woman, they have to be the same. So if this woman couldn't, So to the man in a similar situation couldn't, even though it's not necessary for him.
Why are we learning a woman from Chayresh and Sais?
No, but if she's blind and she's deaf.
In the list that we learn, the man that we're based in step in, why, what about if the women are of that category?
Yeah, the woman is deaf or blind. She can't drink. She can't say, I mean.
And we're only learning it on blind.
So I said deaf mute, right, in Echanami. So according to that, it's not true. You say good point. You say I normally, as we learn in Chagiga, cheresh normally means somebody who's deaf and mute, Right, so I translated in the Mishnayos, right, so I said Cheirish L'chorish means someone who's deaf or mute.
Yeah.
But now Brad's saying, but if someone's mute, the husband's mute, then it was not even a question.
Right.
It wouldn't even start. So L'chora, when we're saying Cheirish, means someone's just somebody who's deaf.
Right.
So what if
why is that list that we learn in the Mishnah specific to the men, and yet why is there a limit, like, for example, on blind?
Well, we didn't speak about these things. This was omitted from the Mishnah. This thing wasn't omitted in the Mishnah. It wasn't put in the Mishnah.
No, I'm not asking. I'm asking.
Or was it though? No, but I'm just saying.
The Mishnah is specifically speaking about a man where the Beis Din steps in, right?
Yeah.
The presumption is that if a man, and then we learn that a man from a woman from being a sumo means he can't see, and she can't see.
Right.
So she's exempt.
Right. That's true, but that means they're not in the category seemingly at all. Okay, you know what? Let's chazer it anyway. Let's chazer it. Good. I have to chazer it. I hear.
Going a little bit like what you were saying.
Okay, great. Shkoyach, everybody. Let's go.
Sumer, but not on Chayrish.